always good to be back home. I have been gone for the last two Sundays, and as I've said before, when I come back to Houston and to our fellowship here, this indeed is home to me.
我上两个主日都不在这里，但是就像我已经告诉过你们，我每次回到Houston，回到这聚会中心中，就觉得非常好。
But I will have to confess that the brothers and sisters in the Northeast were very nice.
我也必须要说，在东北的那些弟兄姊妹，他们也非常好。
I was in a total of three Chinese families home over the 10 days.
在过去在扔的10天里面，我住在三个中国的弟兄姊妹家里面。
And the weight that I lost in Africa gained it all in the last 10 days.
我在非洲所减轻的体重，在那10天里面都拿回来了。
When they found out that I like Chinese cooking, I got Chinese cooking three times a day.
当他们知道我很喜欢中国饭的时候，我一天3餐都是中国饭。
And I also learned something that there's a Chinese cooking underground.
而且我又发现他们在有一个地下的煮饭。
Because the first home I went to, I would make comments on things that I enjoyed and liked to eat.
对，我到了第一家，我就说了我喜欢吃的东西。
And so when I went to the second home, I found out that those things that I had mentioned were being prepared.
到了第二个家庭的时候，我所说我喜欢的东西在那边都我都知道了。
So in one sense, they did try to steal my heart through my stomach, but in another sense, this is home, and I'm glad to be here.
他们是想要用来满足我的胃，我再说我还是很喜欢回到家里。
I did observe and see again a wonderful spiritual principle while I was in New Jersey.
当我在 New Jersey 时，我也看到非常好的属灵的原则。
Each Memorial Day the last few years, Ann and I have gone up to New Jersey for their Memorial Day conference.
在过去几个Memorial Day 那个周末的时候，Ann 和我都到上面去参加聚会。And
usually South Jersey was the host of this conference.
通常他们是南纽泽西州，他们是做主人。
But this year Central Jersey, which is in the Princeton area, hosted this Memorial Day conference.
那这次是纽泽西中部的那个城，就是 Princeton, 他们是做主人。And
the fellowship there has approximately eight families.
在那个聚会大概有8个家庭。And
I arrived 10 days before the conference.
我在差不多10天，在聚会前10天我就到那里。So
I got to witness these eight families working together, preparing for 200 people that were going to descend upon their community.
所以我就看见他们这八个家庭如何预备迎接200个人要来参加聚会。
And I've been in this fellowship before, and this group of people have worshipped together for a number of years. I know many of their problems, that they even are quite open in sharing a lot of their problems.
我认识这个聚会已经有一些年了，我也知道他们一些的问题。
Actually, problems that are really no different than any fellowship, nothing really majorly serious.
他们并不是有什么严重的问题，这些问题在每一个聚会里面都有的。
But they had a responsibility of putting on this conference, and so they began working together.
但是因为他们要负责这个聚会，所以他们就联合在一起工作。And
so on Tuesday night, the eight men got together and prayed and talked about the logistics of the conference.
在星期二晚上，八位弟兄们就聚集在一起，一起祷告，也谈关于聚会的事情。
Then the following night, the eight ladies got together and they did their part and planned and the meals and also prayed about the conference.
第二天，八位姐妹也聚在一起，为着聚会的一些事情预备，然后也祷告。
And I saw a very important principle, and that is that the process is often the thing that the Lord is most satisfied with.
所以我看见一件事情，就是在经过的过程是最能够满足神的心。
the process of working towards the goal of the conference.
这就是这个预备来达来预备这个聚会的这个过程是。
Brothers and sisters were having to lay down these little petty differences in order to come together and work towards the goal.
弟兄姊妹们必须要把他们自己一些小小的不同的地方放下来为了要能够来预备这聚会。
And I was reminded that as Randy was talking in the last hour, if we just focus on the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus and one another, instead of the carnal part of it, how much easier it is to get along.
就像 Randy 弟兄在上一个小时与我们交通到，如果是我们的注意力是在主的身上，而且在弟兄姊妹里面的主，而不是看我们自己的肉身的话，那就是很简单了。
I think the conference itself, the two-day conference, was just a very small part of what really pleased the Lord and of church ground being established.
我想那两天的聚会只是在这整个能够让神得到心意得到满足的里面只是占于很小的部分。
There wasn't time to be petty. We had to get ready for these 200 people coming.
我们必须要来预备这200个人要来参加聚会。
I thought it was a beautiful picture of really what the Lord is after, in a fellowship and that is unity.
在那个里面在那个聚会里面他们的合一就是神。他所要得着的。
The denying of self and really looking at what is eternal, what really counts.
然后他们每个人都弃绝自己，然后真正的注意说是什么是能够永存的。
Let's look at a verse this morning in Exodus 25:22.
那我们打开出埃及记第25:22.
Genesis, Exodus 25:22.
创世纪出埃及记出埃及记25:22。
We were just singing that song, Behind the Veil.
我们刚刚才唱的诗歌就是在幔内。
And I just love this phrase at the beginning of the 22nd verse, and it says, And there I will meet you, I will speak you from above the mercy seat. This is behind the veil. And from between the two cherubim,which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything, which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel.
这是在幔内，主说，神说，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上，二基路伯中间，和你说，我要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
And this morning we want to just concentrate on that first phrase, and there, God speaking, I will meet with you.And I will speak with you.
我们就注意说，我要在那里与你相会，神要在那里对我们说话。
Let's again have a word of prayer, and let's just think of the first few comments that Randy made in Sunday school this morning of how necessary it is for us to have the Holy Spirit to really see the Lord.
让我们再有一点祷告，也让我们注意说，Randy 早上对我们的交通，我们是何等的需要圣灵，好让我们能够看见主自己。
I don't think there's a person here this morning that truly does not want to behold, does not want to see the Lord's face.
我想在这里面没有一个人今天早上不愿意看见主的自己，不愿意看见主的荣美。
But that as our brother mentioned this morning, for 3.5 years, the disciples mingled.Saw the Lord Jesus, but they really didn't see His face.
但是就像我们弟兄说的，但门徒们有3.5年的时间与主在一起，但是他们却没有看见主。
We see this by their reaction, their actions. They're really sort of confused, mystified, surprised about this person, the Lord.
我们从他们的态度、他们的反应那边，我们可以看见说，他们实在是觉得这是太奥秘，这个人太奥秘。
And the thing that was missing was.The faculty to perceive spiritual things.
但是他们所缺乏的就是那个能够让他们看见属灵事物的。
If we do not have eyes, there are certain things that we are limited from seeing in the sensual, in the physical world.
若是我们没有眼睛的话，我们要让我们看见这个宇宙的事物就很受到限制。
Pertains to the things in this world, the things that pertain to the Lord.God is spirit.
神是灵，我们若不借着他，我们也不能够看见认识这个明白这个话。
He is only perceived through the spirit.
我们只能够借着圣灵来看见他。
I mention this often to our group here because I'm always constantly mentioning it to myself to protect me from falling into a ritual.
我常常也对你们说，这也是对我自己来说，免得我落入那个仪文里面。
Just constantly reminding myself that if the spirit isn't there, I'm just wasting my time. Whether I'm sitting down in the morning, I'm going to read a chapter. If I have not asked the spirit to communicate to me, then it's a wasted half hour.
若是我没有求圣灵来在我的里面的话，我就纵使花了半小时来读圣经，也都是浪费时间的。
None of us want to waste this next half hour.
我们没有一个人愿意要浪费这个半个小时。
We want to see ourselves and the sin that the Lord wants to expose.
我们愿意看见神要让神暴露我们的自己跟我们的罪。
And we want to see the answer to that sin.
我们也愿意看见那个解决的方法。
Our Lord Himself.
就是我们的主自己。
He wants to give us life.
他愿意把生命赐给我们。
He wants our life here on this earth to be much more peaceful than even what we're experiencing right now.
他愿意我们能够过一个更有平安的生活。
But it's only through the Spirit, allowing us to see ourselves and seeing the Lord that this is possible.
但是只有借着圣灵，让我们看见我们自己，看见主的自己。这个才能够达到。
So everyone, pray to yourself as I lead that the Lord would speak to us this hour.
我们也愿意每一个人在心里面都有同样的祷告，就是求主这个小时来对我们说话。
Father, again, we're thankful that we have the privilege of coming in to the Holy of Holies.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这样的权柄，我们能够进到至圣所。
That we can fulfill your purpose of communing with God.
我们能够满足你的需要，来与你交通。
We can behold, we can see your face.
我们能够来瞻仰你，能够来看见你的容面。
Father, show us our condition.
天父，让我们看见我们自己的光景。
Give us a spirit of humility that we might repent.
给我们一个谦卑的灵，让我们能够悔改。
So that we can come into a deeper intimacy with you.
让我们能够进入更深与你亲密的关系。
An intimacy that would go through every moment of the day.
这个亲密的关系能够带领我们过每天的生活。
And you would be deep in our heart.
你就会深深的在我们的里面。
Even when we're meeting the various difficulties and problems of the day, that down in our heart, you would be there communing with us.
即使当我们每天遇见我们许许多多的难处的时候，你仍在我们的心里的深处与我们交通。
We thank you this morning that you want to speak to us.
我们感谢你，你愿意对我们说话。
And we praise you right now in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们现在来赞美你，靠主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
9 months ago, we started a series, and we titled it God's Eternal Purpose.
在九个月以前，我们就开始讲一连串的信息，就是关于神永远的旨意。
And Lord willing, we're going to conclude that today.
若是神愿意的话，我们今天就要来做一个结束。
And some of you might say it's about time.
也许有些人说，终于是时候了。
But I hope that you don't mean that.
但是我希望你并没有这个意思。
Because this is a thought that should go with us every single day the rest of our life.
因为这个思想要在我们一生的里面跟着我们。
Just as in our job, we have to know what the purpose is.
就好像我们在工作里面，我们要知道我们的目的是什么。
And the day we lose sight of that is the day that we get off track.
若是我们失去这样子的看见，我们就偏离了。
And during this last 9 months, we looked at a variety of ways in which God shows us His eternal purpose.
在过去九个月里面，我们从圣经里面看见神所向我们告诉我们各种不同的方法，让我们来看见神永远的旨意。
We said that God is an excellent teacher, and He does not want to confuse any one of us.
因为我们也说到，神是我们最好的教师，他不愿意我们有混淆的感觉。
He wants to explain, show, demonstrate to us in a variety of ways, so that there's no excuse. What exactly? He's after why we're on this earth.
他借着各种不同的方法来向我们解释，来教导我们，所以我们没有什么借口能够说我们不明白他心里所要的。
And he wants us to come into the full measure, the complete purpose, not just a partial plan.
他乃是要我们进入他丰满的境界里面，而不是只是进入一部分。
And much of Christianity today, there is a watering down, there is a less than fullness, there is a missing the target as to what God is really after.
在今天基督教里面，对着神所要的，常常有一些比较降低一些标准，或者是是。
Three weeks ago, I gave the example of my trip to Africa, and I mentioned that there was a number of a lot of spiritual activity, a lot of religious activity, a lot of Christian activity, in the countries that I visited.
三个礼拜以前，我交通道我到非洲去的旅程，在那边有许多基督教的活动。
And these activities, sometimes they were related to interpreting the scriptures, translation, in the linguistic field.
有一部分就是来翻译圣经。
Also the medical.
也有医药方面的。
Agricultural.
农业方面的。
Educational.
教育方面的。
Christian education, like Bible school.
或者像圣经学院。
Clothing the natives.
或者是给那些土著的人有衣服穿。
All kinds of different things.And they had a Christian tag to them.
而且他们有各式各样的基督教的活动。
I got used to going into the villages, and every once in a while I would see an automobile. It usually was a four-wheel drive type of a jeep.
我常常到农村村庄里面的时候，就看见有一个一种车子。
And I didn't know exactly what the wording was going to be on the door.But I knew it was going to have a religious tag to it.
虽然我不能够不知道说他们那个册子上会写什么，但是我知道他们都是宗教，属于宗教性的。
Different types of ministries, from leprosarian to disabled, and then it would say the word Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, diocese as a footnote underneath the sign. There you go. Thank you. I need some translation.
在那吉普车上就有许许多多不同的名字，是属于各个宗派的基督教的宗派，然后他们也有不同的目的。
And as a result of that experience, I never personally became so clear on what God's eternal purpose was by seeing the variety of things that were good or not the best.
当我看见他们有这样子不同的活动，虽然他们是好的，但是却不是最好的。
And that entire five-week trip, and in fellowships and with Christians, every single day, even out into the bush, I never saw once a group that was coming together for the purpose of being united to the body of Christ.
在我那五个礼拜的旅程中，不管在哪里聚会，我从来没有看见有一个聚会，他们的目的是要聚集在一起。联合成为基督的身体。
There was not an understanding that God's eternal purpose was that we come into the stature of His Son.
他们没有看见有一个他们没有看见说我们神永远的旨意是要我们进入基督丰满的度量。
Because without coming into the stature of His Son, we cannot fulfill God's purpose of intimacy, of companionship.
若是我们没有达到基督神儿子的身量的话，我们没有办法进入。与神有完全亲密的交通。
Without that character, it's like a orangutan trying to have communion with a homo sapien, with a human being.
就好像一个动物要与人要有交通一样。
There's a limitation, as we've said in the past, that an animal world can have relation, companionship, communion with the human race.
就像那个动物世界的动物，他们没有办法与人有一个交通，有成为人的同伴。
And yet in Genesis 1, we see there in 18th verse that it's God's purpose right at the beginning that He make man in His own likeness, in His own image.
在创世纪第一章十八节里面，我们就看见神造人的目的是神是造他的自己的形象来造人。
Not physical image, because this body is decaying and it's going to die.
它并不只是我们外面的身体，因为我们这个身体是会要衰败的。
But an inner man, a spiritual man, and that's why we just we pray regarding the spirit, because that is what the Lord is about.
乃是我们里面的人，是我们里面属灵的人，是乃是神所要得着的。
This morning, we would like to look at one other example that we've never really spent much time on, and that is the tabernacle.
今天早上我们要再来看一个例子，就是从会幕来看。
And use that as an illustration as to what God's eternal purpose is.
从那个例子我们要来看神永远的旨意是什么。
If you remember, we've looked at, the example of Noah's Ark.
如果是记住的话，我们曾经用过挪亚的方舟。
How Noah came into union with that ark representing Christ, and that became his security, that became his salvation.
那个方舟代表基督，挪亚进入到那个方舟，与他合而为一之后，那就成为他的保障，成为他的救赎。
We looked at the example ofEnoch walking with God. The Bible says that Noah walked with God. We looked at the example of Abraham being a friend of God, David being a man after God's own heart. These men all illustrating what God's eternal purpose is.
我们看见以诺他与神同行，挪亚与神同行，看见亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友，大卫是一个合乎神心意的人，这些人都是一些例子，让我们看见神所要得着的是什么样的。
We looked at the example of Israel, how Israel failed to enter in to what God's purpose was, and that was that union.
我们也看见从以色列人的失败里面，他们没有进入到神所要，就是与他合一的光景里面。
But after 40 years of walking in the desert, and with the leadership of Joshua, they were able to enter into their inheritance, what God intended, and that was a communion with the Lord Jesus.
但是经过40年在旷野里面，他们在约书亚的带领之下，他们就一同进入到神所应许之地，那就是在那里面与神有交通。
We spent a considerable amount of time using this example marriage.From Genesis, Song of Solomon, all the way to Revelation, Beautiful Bride.
我们也用婚姻成为一个例子，从创世纪雅各书一直到启示录，我们来看见神要把他的心腹装备齐全。
And how it's always been God's intention, God's plan is for one thing: man come into companionship with the Father.
这是神的心意，就是人能够进入到与神有成为神的同伴。
But there has been a problem.
但是有一个问题，
namely sin,
就是罪恶。
And sin has divided this possibility.
罪恶把这个可能性除去了。
And then we looked at the answer, the one new man.
但是我们就看见那个答案，解决的方法就是那个新人。
And finally, 2,000 years ago, there was one person who finally got it right.
最后在2000年之前有一个人他做对了。
And as a result of that one man getting it right and God's heart finally be satisfied, he finally found a man, he finally found a human, the God-man, the Lord Jesus, that satisfied him, then God could build from there.
神终于找到一个满足他心意的人，一个合乎他心意的人，神人，他能够从他那边得到建立。
God was so pleased that his purpose had finally been accomplished. He had seen this in the one man, that all the heavenly riches were put into this one man and given to this one man.
神的心意是何等的满足，当他看见这个新人的时候，所以他把属天一切的丰富都放在这个人的里面。
And it's like any wonderful thing that we have,God had this most wonderful thing he then wanted to share.
就好像我们有很好的东西，神有他这么美好的东西，他也愿意与我们分享。
And I think, brothers and sisters, that's a real big mystery this morning to all of us, or it should be, how and why God would want to share the heavenly riches with us.
这实在是一个奥秘，为什么神他愿意把他属天一切的丰富与我们这样子的人来分享。
We're very much a rebellious people. We do not naturally want to come into what God wants.
我们是一般悖逆的人，我们不愿意进到神所要得着的光景里。
We have become our own God.
我们成为我们自己的神。
And we have decided what we want to do in life.
我们自己决定说我们在我们生活中要做什么。
What we want to become.
我们愿意成为什么样的人？
Who we want to marry?
我们愿意跟谁结婚？
How many children we're going to have?
我们要有多少个孩子？
Everything in our life, we have some thoughts regarding it.
我们不、哦、在我们生活中每一件事情我们都有自己的意思。
The things that will make us happy.
就是那会让我们喜欢的。
Failing to realize that none of these things that we come up with in our mind will ever truly give us contentment to be.
但是我们却没有看见这些我们自己思想认为会让我们得到快乐的 事情却不能让我们心里得到真正的满足。
Only following the creator.
只有跟随这个创造者。
The one who created this being that understands this being will we ever come in to truly contentment.
只有当我们跟随这个创造我们的人创造我们这个生命的人我们才会能够得到真正的满足。
But most of us are like Jacob, it takes us a lifetime to learn.
但 大多数的我们都像雅各一样要用我们一生的时间来学
The simplicity of laying down our life yielding, abandoning to the Lord and just allowing Him to build us
但是最简单就是把弃绝我们自己把我们自己放下来让神来建造我们
How many of you have ever bought something at a store gotten home and pulled all the pieces outand try to put it together.
你们有没有一个人在店里面买了一个东西回家然后把它都拆开了再想把它都放回去呢
And after a half an hour and becoming very frustrated, you say, I need to read the instructions.
然后你打开花了半个小时精疲力竭以后你就知道说我需要来看看说明书怎么说。
Nowadays, of course, even the instructions are frustrating. We just call the 1-800 number and ask them to walk us through it.
当然，现在有时候看说明书也看不懂，我们只好打那个打电话问求救。
In a small way, this really demonstrates our relationship with God, our failure to go to the One who made the mind, who made the soul, who made the emotions, who made the body, and say, Lord, put this thing together.
这也是我们的光景就是我们没有来到神的面前他乃是创造我们他给我们思想给我们情感意志给我们身体的人
You know, we had time this morning we could study You know, Abraham and Jacob and all of these brothers that went on before us the examples in the Bible where they tried to put it together first until looking to the Lord to put their life together
那我们可以从圣经上来看到许许多的例子像亚伯拉罕雅各他们在我们前面的弟兄们他们也是这样子他们本来想用自己的方法但是直到他们来到神面前求神的帮助
So after taking these 9 months and just looking at God's eternal purpose for the last few minutes now we would like to just look at a simple illustration that shows us how do we enter into that purpose
在我愿意用几分钟时间让我们来看说我们怎么样子能够进入那样子进入到至圣所里。
And we'd like to use the tabernacle as the example.
我们愿意用会幕式成为一个例子。
The tabernacle is made up of three areas.
在会幕里面有三个地方。
And for those of you who might know and not know this, this was a tabernacle that God instructed Moses to build.
这个是神吩咐摩西所建造的一个会幕。
And the purpose of the tabernacle was so that God could fulfill his purpose, which was communion with man.
神要摩西建造会幕的目的就是他能够 与人有交通。
Because this is the thing that's always been on God's heart, is to be in contact, to have this communion with man.
这是神一直的心意，就是与人有交通。
But again, we have this problem because man has decided to go this way. We have God constantly trying to pursue man.
但是人因着人走到另外一边去，所以神好像一直在那边追着人一样。
And for the 6,000 years of man's history on this earth, we see this. God constantly, really, chasing after man.
在人类六千年的历史里我们实在是看见神是一直在那边追着人。
Don't anyone think that you have chosen God. It's God has pursued you and who has captured you.
你不要想以为是你自己选择神乃是神一直在追寻着你知道得到你。
All we do is really stop, put up our hands and say, yes, I'm here.
我们能够做的就是我们在那边然后把我们的手举起来说我主我们需要你。
In the outer court, before we can either begin to commune with God, of course, we have the altar in which represents salvation, the cross.
在我们能够进跟与神有交通以前，我们在外院，在外院里面就有十字架，就代表我们的救赎。
And in the holy place,
在圣所里面
we have three pieces of furniture. We have the table of showbread and the table of presents.
对，我们有一个陈设饼的桌子。
And here we see the character of God.
我们在这边看见神的性格。
I should say the Christ himself.
你看到基督的自己。
This bread is this table is made out of acacia wood, which is a real strong wood representing man, the man side of Christ.
这个桌子是以香柏木建造的，它是非常坚固的木头，就代表基督的原型。皂荚木 ，sorry.
And covered with gold.
是以金包裹。
Which of course represents the deity, the divine side, the God side of, God, of Christ.
那就是代表神的基督的神性。
Here we have a little altar of incense representing prayer and worship.
我们在那边有金香坛，就代表我们的祷告和我们的敬拜。
And here we have the golden lampstand.
我们在那边有金灯台，这边是金香炉，那边是金灯台。
Which is representative of the testimony of the word and life of Christ.
就代表着在基督生命里面的见证。
And this morning we're going to spend our time just looking at the Holy of Holies.
今天早上我们要花一点时间看我们在至圣所里面。
Because this is where the purpose of God.
因为只有在那个地方，神的旨意才能够得到成全。
And of course, this is where Christ is.
那在中间就是基督。
This little ark of the testimony, ark of God, ark of the covenant. Those are the three names that are given. All point us to the fact, the presence of God.
这个约柜。神的柜就是让我们看见都是指着神的同在。
And again, we have the wood covered with gold representing God, Christ's humanity and his deity.
在这边也是木头里面是木头，外面以金包裹，也就表示了基督的人性和神性。
And this ark is covered on the top here with two cherubim.
在这个约柜上面有两个基路伯。
And right here in the middle is the mercy seat.
在中间是施恩座。
And these cherubims are looking at each other and they also look at the mercy seat.
这两个基路伯他们彼此对看，他们同时也看着施恩座。
And a lot of you know the story. Once a year the priest comes in with the blood of the one perfect lamb,comes in and places it on the mercy seat and the sins are taken care of.
我们知道说一年一度大祭司就带着血进入到至圣所里面，把那血洒在施恩座上，那我们的罪就被解决。
And the wonderful thing for us, of course, is that we now can, of course, live in this Holy of Holies 365 days of the year.
那最好的事情就是我们今天能够一年365天都住在这至圣所的里面。
Now, this is where we live.
这个是我们居住的地方。
God's purpose is that we live in this place each moment of the day.
神的心意是要我们在每时刻都住在这里。
And here's where there's much confusion in the church.
但是在教会里面却有许多的混乱。
Because man has a tendency to attempt to live in these two areas.
因为人却想要住在这两个地方。
Here we have much church activity.
在这里我们有许多教会的活动。
Out here we have preaching, much evangelism.
在这里我们有许多的传道，有许多的传福音。
It is God's plan.And God's purpose that we live in His presence, that this become His purpose, and this become ministry. This becomes exhibiting, demonstrating the person of Christ, but not attempt to live here.
神的心意是要我们住在这，住在至圣所的里面，然后我们的侍，然后再带出我们的侍奉与其他的工作啊，但是他不愿意我们是住在圣所里。
Our position is here.
我们的地位应该是在这里。
This is where you and I live each day.
这乃是你我每天都应该居住的地方。
Now one of the mistakes that we often make is we think that I must give up my job, my secular job, in order to do that.
我们常常有个错误的观念，就是我们必须要把我们世上的工作放下我们世上的工作，我们才能够住在这里面。
If I was just in full-time Christian work, then I could live in the Holy of Holies.
若是我是一个全时间侍奉主的人，我才能够住在至圣所的里面。
But the Lord gave us the Spirit.
但是神给我们圣灵。
This is the spirit area. This is the soul area. And this is the body area.
这个是灵魂体。
And we are to live in the Spirit.
我们应该要住在灵里面。
And by daily spending time with the Lord, and allowing His Spirit to fill our lives, then we go to our secular job, and when we're looking at the computer all day, when we're serving people, when we're listening, getting our education, whatever we're doing, in our heart, there is a secret, quiet relationship going on, a communion.
我们必须要每天借着圣灵来到神面前，与他交通，然后我们进到我们世上的工作，或者是读书，或者是有不同的工作，但是在我们心灵的深处，我们一直是与神有一个交通。
We've said before that this, of course, can best be understood and explained with a man and woman relationship.
这个我们可以从男人和女人的关系里面来看。
I wish I could use the word marriage, but often our marriages aren't up to the par that they should be to make the example work.
我希望我是想要用婚姻来做一个例子，但是常常我们的婚姻却没有达到那个标准，不能成为一个很好的例子。
Unless a man and a girl are totally lovesick beyond comprehension.They're able to go to work, they're able to do their job, and still in their heart keep their love.
对，在男朋友跟女朋友他们两个人爱得很厉害的时候，他们虽然能够去工作，但是他们的心里面还是想着他们心里所爱的人。
Can concentrate on all the problems of the day.
他们能够集中注意力在每天的生活事务上。
Do their work.
能够做他们的工作。
But down in one's heart is that secret love.
但是在他们的内心里面有他们所爱的人。
In fact, at lunchtime, they have to even tell someone about it.
也许在吃中饭的时候，他们也会告诉别人。
This is really what the Lord wants with us.
这是神所要得着我们的。
So much of our relationship with the Lord is 11 to 12 Sunday morning.
常常我们与神的关系只是在逐日早上。
This is not fulfill God's purpose.
这个不能够满足神的目的。
Or we give the Lord 30 seconds before a meal.
或者是我们在每餐饭前给神30秒钟。
This is not what the Lord is after.
这个也不是神所要得着的。
The Lord is after that consuming fire.
神乃是那个烧尽的火。
And the only way that that's going to come about is through a yielding of ourselves.
除非我们把我们自己降服在神的面前，这才能够成就。
Again, in our marriages, we see the example. When there is too much activity, when there are too many things that separate us from one another in our heart, then the marriage goes down.
在同样的，在我们的婚姻里面，若是有许许多的事情常常把我们两个人分开来的话，我们的婚姻关系就会越来越淡薄了。
I want to emphasize that the way to stay here is through abandonment.
我要让你们知道，就是说，能够停留在这里面，在至圣所的方法就是要弃绝。
The thing that starts to please begin and starts to make the Lord happy, make God happy, is when we die to all of our ideas and opinions.
只有当我们向着我们自己所有的意见，所有的的理想置于死地的时候，我们才能够让神的心意得到满足。
When we do that, then we allow the Holy Spirit to take over our lives.
只有当我们那样子做的时候，我们才能够让圣灵来掌管我们的生活。
Someone prayed this morning that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
今天早上有人祷告说，我们不愿意让圣灵担忧。
When we do our own thing, when we make a decision on our own, we grieve the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is ultimately quenched.
当我们自己做做决定，自己自己有自己的主张的时候，我们就让圣灵担忧，慢慢的就消灭了圣灵。
And as a result, as the Holy Spirit is grieved and then quenched, we don't have that faculty for communicating with the Lord.
当这个圣灵它慢慢的担忧而且消灭的时候，我们就没有这个方，没有这条路能够来与神有交通。
Again, we have the example of marriage.
同样再一次我们用婚姻来做例子。
I hope you will forgive me for always using that as an example. I think it's one of the, first of all, it's the best example of understanding what God's after.
请你们原谅我常常用婚姻来做例子，但是我觉得这是一个最好的一个例子。
Secondly, until we get this area right, we will never really grow spiritually.
还有第二点就是，除非我们在这件事情上做对了，我们就不能够有在属灵上有任何的成长。
And when we use this example that's closest to us, marriage, when we get this right, then really our whole spiritual life is right.
因为这婚姻是与我们最亲密的一个关系，若是我们在这件事情上对的话呢，我们就在属灵的生命上就会有成长。
Using this example.As a husband and wife, when we are constantly competing, fighting, hurting one another, it quenches that spirit.
当夫妇之间一直有一些争竞一些争吵的时候，我们就把那个关系消灭。
There is a drawing apart.
然后两个人就越来越分离。
When I was in New Jersey, just a week ago Friday, I spent the day with one of the brothers there.And he took me out to where George Washington crossed the Delaware River. And I asked him a question. What is the thing that is the most difficult? What's the most difficult problem in your life?
上周五一个弟兄他带我出去看一看，然后我就问他一个问题，说在你的生活中最困难的事情是什么？
And you know what he said?
那你猜他说什么？
My wife.
他就说是我的妻子。
This is not unusual.
这并不是一个很不寻常的事。
In fact, even recently, I had one of the brothers come up to me and say, "Would you consider talking about marriage again in our fellowship here?"
最近还有一个弟兄来问我说，你有没有想有没有想过说在与我们交通道有关于婚姻的事呢
？Our marriages are often just in existence.
常常我们的婚姻仅仅存在而已。
I think that verse in Revelation of losing our first love often doesn't apply.
我想呢，在启示录说我们失去了起初的爱，那常常是非常可以应用在我们的婚姻里。
There's not a spontaneity.
在里面没有一个那是自然而然的情形。
And it's caused by hurting one another. Pride.
还是因为我们有自己的骄傲，我们伤害了对方。
Dying to self, wanting our own life.
我们要得到自己的方自得到自己想要得到的。
And what is the solution to that problem?
那对这个这个问题，答案解决的方法是什么呢？
It's a spiritual one.
这是一个属灵的。
And I think that's what makes it so difficult.
我想这就是因为这就是会让我们觉得非常困难的。
It's so difficult for us to admit that we.Do not love the person we're supposed to love.
我们很难承认说我们不爱我们应该爱的那个人。
Now we do in a human sense, we have a certain responsibility, so we take care of our spouse.
在从人的方面而来，因为我们有一些的责任感，我们需要来照顾我们的配偶。
But if we're honest, there's not that vitality, there's not that life.
若是我们诚实的对自己说话，我们就缺乏那个生命力在里面。
And the reason I use that example because I think it so well explains the relationship that God is after.
我用这个例子的原因，因为这个实在说出神他所要得到的是什么。
We think by coming, for example, this morning, that God is satisfied.
我们以为说我们今天早上来到聚会中，神的心就满足了。
Some of us, some men might think that by giving our wives 12 long stem roses for her birthday, that this is going to be satisfactory.
有些先生认为说在太太生日的时候送她一打长玫瑰就能够让太太的心满足了。
I've talked to a lot of sisters, and sisters want their husband's affection, their love. They want to be in their husband's heart.A lot more than they want those roses.
我与许多的姊妹交通到，他们说他们乃是想要得到他们先生的爱，而不是只是一打玫瑰花而已。
We learn this, brothers, and it'd be a lot cheaper.
我们弟兄，我们应该这样学，因为这比较便宜一点。
But very typical of man, we don't learn very quickly.
但是很典型的人，就是我们很难学会。
We have to tell the Lord.Even again this morning, Lord, I want to commune with you. I want to love you with all my heart, with all my soul. That's the only thing that God has. That's the only commandment.
我们今天早上必须再跟神说，我愿意与你交通，我愿意全心全意来爱你。
At the same time, confess our lack of love.
同样的，也向神承认说我们缺乏爱。
None of us have the ability. If we do not have the ability to love our wives.
或是我们没有这个能力能够来爱我们的妻子爱我们的丈夫我们也没有办法来爱神 提多书第二章是有一个非常好的经文
And in that verse it says older ladies, older sisters teach the young sisters how to love their husband and how to love their children
在第二章提多书第二章第四节，他说老年的妇人要指教少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女。
Yeah, I think all of us, you sisters, if we were to ask you, automatically would say, of course I love my children.
我想若是问姊妹们的话，我们一定会说，我当然爱我的儿女们。
And I'm not going to ask you about your husband because I think you'd be a little bit more hesitant.
我不会来问你说你爱不爱你的丈夫，因为你也许会有点犹豫。
But even if that, you might be saying, yes, well, of course, I have a duty, responsibility, so I do love my husband.
但是你还是会说因为一些责任感，我还是爱我的先生的。
But that verse is in there because we naturally, as the sisters, as the believers, we naturally do not love.
这个经节会在这里对着信徒姊妹而言，就是因为我们天然人就是没有爱。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we love ourselves.
因为我们爱自己。
And doesn't matter how much we love the other person, we still love ourselves a little bit more.
不管我们爱那个人有多深，我们爱自己一定比那个更多。
And that's what has to go before we can enter into communion.
在我们要进到与神的交通里面，这些一切都必须要放下。
So all of our plans, all of our opinions, all of our wishes have to be yielded to the Lord.
所有我们的意见，我们的愿望、盼望，都要降服在神的面前。
Those of you who are interested in some extracurricular reading,
若是你们想要有一些课外的读物的话
ask Catherine for the book and check out afterwards. Experiencing the depths of Jesus Christ.
就是简易祈祷法。
Start with chapter 6.
从第六章开始读。
It speaks in there of this simple matter of yielding everything to the Lord.
在那边就讲到说要把一切的事情都降服在主面前。
Brothers and sisters, we really didn't give this full justice because of the time this morning.
我们今天早上因的时间我们没有完全的说到这里。
But I just want to conclude by saying everything we talked about in the last 9 months,Regarding God's eternal purpose, this is where that purpose is accomplished.
我愿意告诉说的就是在过去九个月我们一直谈到有神永远的旨意，然后在这里神永远的旨意才能够得到成全。
Those of you who are caught up in the church activity here, without this, he wouldn't come to me.
若是你没有这个至圣所没有住在至圣所里面，只是限于在一些教会的工作里面的话，那些不过是草木和秸。
Many Christian organizations, many Christians today have been duped by thinking that this is God's eternal purpose, that needs are being met, so God's will is being accomplished.
许多基督教的团体和组织都认为说，在这里所有的工作就是神的旨意，因为有许多的需要。
And this is what makes our life so confusing because we're functioning down here.
这让我们的生活就会变得非常怎样，因为我们在这里面工作。
When we take care of this relationship, just this intimacy, you never have to think about the fruit of the Spirit, it just comes. You do not have to think about the word wisdom, there is wisdom. You don't have to think about, should I get a job, shouldn't I get a job, should I go to school? Just take care of this area, this intimacy.And there will come this automatic flow of a word that's right.
若是我们在这一方面，在这里的关系是对的话，我们就不需要考虑到说我是不是应该有工作，我是不是有圣灵的果子结出来，因为那些都是非常自然而然的事情。
This is God's purpose. This is our position. This is where we have protection.These are all things I want to talk about this morning, but we didn't get a chance. So I'll just sum it up. And this is where the power is.
在这至圣所里面，这是神的目的，这也是我们应该站的地位，这就是也是我们的保护，也是我们的能力的来源。
There's no power just in church life, just functioning down here. There's no power.
若是我们仅仅只是在这里工作，在这里生活的话，是没有能力的。
And so as a result,Since there is no power for love, then we have to play all kinds of little games and get together so that we can have unity.
因为在这里面没有爱，所以我们就需要花一些时间聚集在一起，所以我们有一个合一的关系。
There is no inward joy, which comes from the power up here. So now we have to have 2 hours of happy clappy in order to get into it.
因为我们没有从这边来的喜乐，所以我们就要花两个小时在一起拍手唱歌得到喜乐。
There's all these types of substitutes because what we're trying to do is get from here to here backwards instead of from here to here.
我们有用一些许许多的代替品，让我们能够从这个下面进到至圣所里面，而不是从至圣所往下走。
Otherwise, what we need is communication. That is just what the world teaches. We don't need communication. We need the husband going to the Lord. We need the wife going to the Lord. Spending time with Christ, and you're automatically lost.
这世上的方法就教我们说，我们夫妻之间应该要有沟通，但是这不是圣经教我们，乃是要做丈夫的要来到主面前，做妻子也来到主面前，那所有的问题都解决。
When we're functioning down here and we use this word communicate, all you're going to do is have a great big fight then.
若是我们只是在这下面想要彼此有沟通的话，我们的结果常常是更大的争吵。
It all originates coming to God's eternal purpose here. Live here 24 hours a day. And there is a flow in our secular world. This explains Daniel.
一切的都必须要从这边开始，然后我们就能够有自然而然的流神爱的流露。这也就是但以理的一个例子。
How could Daniel work for those pagan kings for 70 years and retain this joy and this contentment.
但以理怎么能够服侍外邦王70年之久，但是他却满了有满足和喜乐呢？
And I think that's a good place to stop that word contentment.
我们就停留在那个满足这个地方。
All of us want to be contented.
我们每一个人都希望得到满足。
All of us are attempting to find rest.
我们每一个人都想寻找安息。
That's why we buy things.
这就是我们买东西的原因。
We're always trying to find heart quietness.
我们常常想要找一些东西能使我们的心里得到安宁。
It's only here.
但是只有在这里。
Some of us, it takes tens and tens of years.
也许要花我们十几年的时间。
There are others like Timothy and Joseph who as teenagers entered into this immediately.
也有人像 提摩太像约瑟他们在他们少年的时候他们就已经进入到至圣所里。
I hope that we don't have to go any longer.
我希望我们不需要再花费更多的时间。
Trying to find life down here.
想要在这下面寻找生命。
This is good.
这些都是很好的。
But without this, there is no power.
但是若是没有这边，我们在这里就没有能力。
You know, children of Israel went to battle against the Philistines, and they thought, hey, we'll take the ark with us. So they took the ark right out of here.
所以以色列人在他们跟非利士人征战的时候，他们想说，我们若是把约给带着走，那就好了。
And the people of Shiloh found that this empty tent without Christ there, they couldn't function.
在示罗的人，他们就发现，只有一个，若是没有约柜在那里，只是一个空的会幕，他们没有办法，能够前进。
There was no power.
因为没有能力。
This is where we're at.
这就是我们得到安息的所在。
May we come into that.
但愿盼愿我们都能够进入那里。
And fulfill God's purpose.
能够达到神的旨意。
This is where.
这里就是神的旨意。
Psalm 361, living behind the veil.
当我们唱那361首，在幔居住在幔内。
I think in closing, we'll sing that song once again and look carefully at those words.
我想我们结束的时候我们再把那首诗歌唱一次我们仔细的来看那些事
it talks about what happens within the veil and then it talks about what happens without the veil
在那诗歌里面就让我们看见说在幔内我们会有怎样的光景在幔不住在幔住在幔外的光景又是如何